You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
We've got the conference tournaments coming up this weekend for most of the men's basketball conferences, or maybe some women's play out there as well. But before you know it, we'll be talking about the play-in games and then the Thursday, Friday, first and second round games. We'll be talking about regional finals before you know it, March Madness, Final Four, the whole bit. And we're joined right now by Dr. Ron Dick, who is at the Palumbo School of Business, where he is a professor at Duquesne University. Ron, it is great to have you on the program. How you doing?
Thank you, Rick. Great to be with you. Doing great. Having a great day here.
How does this compare? We had you on probably, 6 weeks ago talking about the Super Bowl. How do you think this compares from a dollar and cent standpoint? It seems to me that this is bigger in some ways than the Super Bowl.
I don't know. For one single standalone event, I got to believe that the Super Bowl would probably beat the actual Final Four. But there's a relationship here with CBS and TNT, TBS, different products, where they're at the end of a 14-year deal for $10.8 billion, but they wisely extended it back in 16 all the way to 2032 for $8.8 billion. So, yeah, it's here to stay. It's something a lot of us look forward to. And also, it's how the NCAA pays for their entire program in Indianapolis, Indiana. It pays all the bills for the NCAA.
Could you make the argument, however, that by the time you go out to all these regional sites and these sub-regional locations and then the Final Four itself, that there is more economic impact from the March Madness than what there is the Super Bowl, or no?
It's very close. I mean, it depends on how you want
when
it.
You're talking more cities and more things that are going on around town and more people coming in, et cetera,
okay, so
people traveling, right?
Thursday, Saturday next week, we're looking, Duquesne hosted in March of 12, March of 15, March of 18, and March of 22, and now 24. And we know that it pretty much, a safe number is it brought $10.5 million into the city for that 6 days, right? The teams are all going to arrive a week from, they'll be the next Tuesday.
Yep.
They have a walkthrough where everybody gets to go to PPG Paints for a 1 hour practice. Then they find other sites to go to, and the games start live on probably around 12:30 on Thursday, and they conclude late Saturday night.
Yeah, because we're a Thursday-Saturday bracket here in Pittsburgh this time around.
That's right, we call the first and second round. And of course, Dayton hosts the first four in to take it from 68 to 64.
Right.
So, yeah, I've had over 65 students work the different events. It's a wonderful experience to be there. We've had Duke here. We've had Villanova here. We've had so many teams here. Pittsburgh is uniquely located with an 11-hour car ride of 40% of 325 million people in the United States. Now, you say 11 hours. Man, that's really far. hey, if you really want to see your team play,
yep.
you'll come in from Chicago, you'll come down from Boston, you'll come in past Atlanta and see it and support the team. So that makes us unique. We've really hosted since this building was built in 2010, not so much the igloo at the end, more so for this building. So I know the Pittsburgh Visitors Bureau love heads in beds. These people got to eat someplace.
Mm-hmm.
These people have to sleep someplace. And that's newfound revenue to the city.
When you look at the tournament itself, are the people who are coming to these games, how many of them are local as opposed to somebody who comes from Cornell if they win their conference, or that somebody comes from Bucknell, or somebody comes from Connecticut, or you see what I'm saying? I mean, how many of them are within this particular region in terms of their residents?
Well, less than half.
Really?
People come from all over to see their team play in the NCAA tournament.
It just seemed to me that there'd be more tickets that have been bought up by people here in Pittsburgh who want to just go watch good basketball. And if you don't know where you're going, you know, maybe you wait until the last minute to buy tickets. I don't know. I mean, if you're Duke, right, you don't know if you're going to be a two seed or where you're going to be. Yeah. You're not going to buy tickets for Pittsburgh and Greensboro. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, Charlotte, you have to wait and see where you're going to go.
Well, each of the eight schools have what we call books. They have an allotment that they have to sell.
Right, right.
And the books are good for the two sessions on Thursday, which is one ticket is the early
game. So like a 12:30 game, a two game, and then a six and an eight game, right?
They clean out the buildings, then they come in with the next four teams. So there's eight teams here, and then, of course, the winners play each other on Saturday, late afternoon, early evening.
Right.
And, you know, the losers often sell their tickets back to the winning teams.
Yep.
Things have changed a lot. It used to be hard tickets. Now everything's electronic.
Right.
And, it's a lot of these people come from outside the area because they do want to see where their team will play, and they will drive the 11 hours.
Yeah.
And their team, all eight teams, have an allotment that they want to sell and that they have to sell.
Dr. Ron Dick joining us from Duquesne University, where he is a professor, covers a lot of things having to do with the business of sports, and Pittsburgh is going to be hosting NCAA basketball coming up next week with games on Thursday, meaning, 9 days from today, the action will be going on at PPG Paints Arena. So, Ron, as we look at this particular tournament, is there any sign that this is slowing down, or is it just continue to be full steam ahead?
I think it's full speed ahead. I don't see. I'm bullish on it. I don't see it slowing down anytime soon.
And, even with NIL and all that kind of stuff.
I don't see how that's going to negatively affect it.
Yeah.
It'll continue on. They locked that thing up all the way to 2032, and I think that was a smart move by CBS and the TBS products to do that, because it's even more people watching on television that are actually in the arenas. And have you ever gone to the tournament here when it's the NCAA tournament?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was here when Duke and Villanova were here a couple years ago.
You wouldn't even recognize it as PPG Paints.
Right.
The branding is so consistent.
Yep.
The light blue colored over the hockey boards. They cover all the Penguins.
You could be in San Jose or Denver. Yep.
You wouldn't even know it. The only way you know it's Pittsburgh is the court, the special court that they make as Pittsburgh, and then puts the Duquesne logo on the corner.
Yep.
Besides that, you could be anywhere in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, have you figured out your brackets at this point? Are you going to go ahead and just let the NCAA know where they should send teams?
That's my boy from St. Joe's, Joey Lenardi. That's
yeah, right.
Job. The bracketologist come up with that. But that's all coming out at 6:30 on this Sunday.
That's
exciting.
Hard to believe that we are getting that close to it, and we will know which teams are coming to Pittsburgh. Ron, thank you so much for jumping in here. It's always good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, too. Thank you so much, Rick.
We appreciate it. Dr. Ron Dick from Duquesne University and the Palumbo School of Business talking to us about the big bucks that Pittsburgh brings in by hosting an NCAA regional. It's just about a week plus away.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.